Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We
Thank
ask
you, Lord.
That you look upon us tonight and that you will bless this broadcast. And we pray that you will continue to bless the listeners. Let them receive the word of God and let
yes,
them
Jesus.
Say, what must I do to be saved? Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your faith and to repent of their sins. Oh, my God, I know you're able. I know you got the power. We pray that you're blessed through this broadcast. Continue to
Good
have
Lord.
Your way and let your will be done. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Bless your people everywhere. The saints of God, we pray that you touch them. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them to endure and to go through their tests and trials.
Jesus,
help them
yes,
to be
Lord.
Good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Help them to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. We know you're able, Jesus. Bless
you're
your
able,
people,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Give strength to them that are weak, and we pray that you will heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Oh, my God, go into the hospitals. Touch the souls that are suffering and in pain. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Heal their bodies, oh, Lord. Save their souls. Help them to repent of their sins. Fill
Please,
with the
Jesus.
Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are wandering the streets. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Having nowhere to go, nowhere to lay their head. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord, and bless and make a way for them. Oh, my God, help them to come to you and give their lives to you, oh, Lord. Make a change in their lives, touch in a special way. And I pray that you look upon that soul that is desiring a special blessing and desiring to be healed. We know you're able to do it, oh, Lord. Heal the body,
yes, Lord.
Heal the mind and the soul, oh, Lord.
Heal,
bless, Lord. Control, oh, Lord. Help them to give themselves to you. Help them to run for their lives. And those that have left you and turned away from you, we pray that you touch them right now, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Give them a mind to come back to you before it's too late, oh, Lord. Help them to turn from their way. Seek your face and call upon your name. Have mercy tonight, oh, Lord. Touch right now, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Don't let their soul be lost, Jesus. Have mercy,
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thou art
Have
a
mercy,
merciful
Lord.
God. We are crying unto you, and we are beseeching you, oh, Lord, that you have mercy, oh, Lord. Send mercy
Lord.
Tonight. Touch that soul, oh, Lord, that heard the word of God. I pray that
yes,
you
Lord.
Change their heart. Deliver
yes,
their
Lord.
Soul, oh, Lord. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Help them to turn from their way. Help them to give
Help
their
them.
Life to you before it's too late. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name, Jesus. Help them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move, Jesus. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody needs
yes,
you, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on
Jesus.
That soul, oh, Lord, that is paralyzed. I pray that you touch them right now. Move the paralyzation. Heal them,
Move,
oh, Lord,
Lord,
and give them the activity Heal. Of their limbs, that your name may be glorified, that they might have a testimony unto you, Lord. Make ways for your people, oh, Lord. Those who may be in a financial need, I pray that you bless them and make the way for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you today, trusting in you and taking you at your word. And we are praying,
yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that you will grant our petitions according to thy will. Let thy
yes,
will
Jesus.
Be done, oh, Lord. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you
thank
for
you,
what
Jesus.
You have done. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For blessing. We thank you for the soul, oh Lord. I
thank
pray
you,
that
Jesus.
You continue to bless them. Help them to seek
yes,
your
God.
Faith. In the name of Jesus, who run to you and bless
yes,
your name and glorify thy name. Help us to lift you up, O Lord, for thou art worthy and your
you
name
worthy.
Is worthy to be praised. Help us to continue in prayer, seeking your faith and
help
calling
us,
on your name, drawing nigh unto thee, Lord. Help
yes,
us,
Jesus,
to help get
us,
in a hurry for our souls. Help us to pray, Lord, as never before, oh Lord. Help
yes,
us, oh Lord, to consecrate ourselves to you. To
yes,
fast and pray, oh Lord, until you deliver, until you
yes,
move, Lord, until you prove yourself. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father,
Jesus.
We are taking you at your word, and we say thank you today, oh Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us.
Lord.
We thank you for giving us another day and another
thank
chance
you,
to pray. And
yes,
seek
Lord.
Your
thank
faith.
You.
We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory. And we will
yes,
give
Lord.
Thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the book of Psalms, the 77th. Number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, my sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Have God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word from the 77th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 11. And may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer and the beautiful scripture. And thank you all again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Danny Thompson, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, all those who are currently requesting prayer, as well as all the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Cynthia is on. We're going to ask her if she wouldn't mind us rendering a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord. I don't think she's on tonight, but I'm going to ask that you come back and give us a selection at this time.
Amen. It's important to me that I'm saved.
All right.
It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul is set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved. Well, it's important to me that my soul is set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Some people worry about money. Some people worry about fame. Some people worry about houses and land. But it's important to me that I'm saved. Well, it's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. It's important to me that I'm saved. That's the most important thing on the face of this earth. Money, clothes, jobs, all these things, doesn't matter. It's important to me that I'm saved. Praise God. Because when Jesus comes back, then we can be caught up to meet him in the air. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through her. And now at this time, we want to get ready for the word of God. And we also want to thank God for Sister Rhoda being on the line. We thank God. We know she has a beautiful testimony. And we're looking forward to her giving that testimony sometime in the future. Praise God. But tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we're going to go to the word of God at this time.
Right. And at this time, we're going to give this portion of the program over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmond, that she may go as the Lord will lead her.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for being here and for this opportunity to bring the word of God. Let us go to the book of Psalms, about the 15th number of Psalms, and also the first number of Psalms. And it reads, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes contempt, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. God knows, I tell you, God has been good to every one of us. And we thank God for keeping us up into this time where many have turned and gone back into the world. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. God knows we can hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right.
Glory to God.
I believe the psalmist was writing here, the psalmist David, and he said, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? You see, David had been through a lot of things. He had encountered a lot of different things. People had who say that they were trusting in the Lord, but they weren't trusting in the Lord. They were trusting in their own riches, trusting in horses and chariots. But the word of God lets us know that we must trust in the Lord. We must do those things which are pleasing in the sight of God. For it is
pleasing to the Lord that we walk uprightly and speak the truth in our hearts. But in these last days, men are changing. They're turning from the word of God, and they're going in their own way and doing the things that they want to do. David was saying, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Go to the places of worship now. Look around and see the empty pews. Look around and see the few people that are on board. You know, we can go to the places of worship and see how it has thinned out. Where the house of God used to be full, now it's almost empty. People don't want to serve the Lord. They don't want to abide in the house of God. I believe David began to say in the 27th number of Psalm, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. And he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. God knows I'd rather be a servant or a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. People, so-called born-again believers, they say that they have been born again. They profess that they know the Lord, but they always want to be hanging around with the world and with the worldly people, taking on the ways of the world. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. God knows they're getting with the wrong crowd, and they're getting worldly, and they're turning from the will of God. But God lets us know who shall abide in thy tabernacle. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. God knows we are living in a time of deceit, a time of backbiting, a time of hypocrisy, a time of apostolic, a time when men are going in their own way. Oh, my God is bringing a day. A day is going to come when those mighty men, those who are sitting in high places, those who are sitting around and showing themselves that God is in them, but the devil is abiding. can be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I want to be in that number that John saw. He said he saw 145,000, and then he looked and saw not a number, a number that no man. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. He saw a number that no man can number. I don't know about you, but I believe. I believe that I'm so well. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, Jesus. I believe.
Salvation to give anyone out there in radio land that don't know the Lord a chance to give your life to the Lord. In that day, you won't be able to say, I didn't have a chance, because the Lord is giving you a chance right now.
Amen.
Praise God. So we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. If you have affliction in your body, if you need deliverance or whatever it is that you need from the Lord, now is the time to believe God and take him at his word. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence tonight. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We pray that you let the word of God penetrate somebody's heart tonight, that they will give their life to you, those that don't know you, that you will touch them right now, O Lord, and help them to break up their hearts and give their life unto you while they have this opportunity. We pray that you look on those that need strength. We pray that you touch them right now. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they are torn down. Help them to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word,
this word that was preached tonight, we pray that you help them to receive it into their hearts. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will go into the prisons, that you will touch the souls, those that are trying to seek you, those that are designed to be saved, those who have heard the word of God and they want to make a change. We pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord. Help
them
to
right
yield to you, Lord. Help them to believe you and take you at your word.
Help them, Lord.
We pray that you will save them, oh Lord, save to the uttermost. Let your spirit abide, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Bind Satan and his works. Cast him out, O Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able right now, O Lord. You're able to do everything. We're depending on you. We're trusting in your word. We know you're able to do it. We ask that you do it for us tonight, O Lord, that your name may be glorified. Not unto us, but unto thy name. Give glory and honor. Jesus, we pray that you move in the hospitals, in the institutions, in the nursing homes. We pray that you go into the youth institutions. Touch right now, oh Lord. Touch the people, oh Lord. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Save the youth. Give them a mind to seek your faith. Those that are standing on the corners selling drugs. Oh, my God, I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Change their hearts and minds. Help them to turn from their way. Help them to give their life to you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you move throughout this world, oh Lord. Save such as should be saved. Those who are being tried and going through strenuous tests and trials, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Those that are without food, clothing, and shelter, bless and make ways for them. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Look on them with a merciful eye, oh Lord. Have compassion, oh Lord. Deliver, oh Lord. Make a way out of no way. I pray, Lord, that you look on our leaders, that you will lead and guide them. Look on our president. Touch him right now, oh Lord.
Lead
him right
now.
Guide him. Direct his path, oh Lord. Help him to acknowledge you, that you may direct him, oh Lord. Help him, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, work things out, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Deliver, oh Lord. Look on those who are disencouraged. I pray that you encourage their hearts, that you will strengthen them through the word of God. Help them to receive thy word, oh Lord. Help them to look to you as never before, taking you at your word and believing that you will do what they need you to do. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast and every listener, everyone that is on the line. We pray that you continue to bless, oh Lord, save souls through this mission. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. I know you got the power. I'm looking to you. I'm believing you and trusting in you and taking you at your word for the saving of the souls. And we count it done today. We count it done in faith. We thank you for it, and we praise your holy name. We thank you for all that you've done, oh Lord. Continue to bless, and we shall be blessed. Continue to save, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from those that are on the line, our evangelist and Sister Rhoda at this time.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And this is what we want. We want to abide with the Lord. We want clean hands and a pure heart. I know some people don't want that. They don't want to abide in the God's tabernacle. And I was listening to the message, and at the time, you know, back in the 90s, and if churches weren't as packed back then, I tell you, these days it's even worse. And sometimes when I log on to my laptop, and they have these news stories about reasons people have stopped going to church. They're doing research on these things about why people have stopped going to church. But we want to be able to stand And if we want to be able to stand, we have to abide. And even if the wicked, they're harassing us, the Bible says they'll be cut off, they'll be cut down and withered like the green herb, and we don't have to worry about them anymore. But we want to abide so that we can stand in that evil day, because it's coming. It's coming soon, like a thief in the night. I tell you, and I want to be ready.
We
cannot see Jesus in peace without the Holy Ghost, without clean hands and a pure heart. And this is what we want. Judgment message, very beautiful message. Want to say, Vanessa Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. Even though it was preached back then, it's still relevant today.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Rhoda.
Yeah, I just want to thank the Lord for reminding us about abiding his tabernacle. These are the last days, brethren. We have to be very, very careful. Many, many people have strayed away, as our sister just commented. Many, many people don't even care going to church. They're only concentrating about money. Money, 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 money.
Yes, money. That's
which is going just to perish. There's another friend of mine. She had a friend, a very billionaire, very rich man, a billionaire, 10 banks in Africa, here, California. You know what happened to him? He owned a private jet and a helicopter. So he was going to have fun with his wife and his son, two parts of that helicopter. So the helicopter had an accident. All of them died. They were burnt beyond recognition. Only ashes, you can imagine, sister. So he has left everything. Mm-hmm. So this is just a reminder to us. All these earthly things, we are going to leave them behind. These are the dangerous days. We have to focus on God only. Live by his word. Be doers of the word of God, because it's just on the door. In fact, you remember yesterday, the way the people were flocking to Texas to watch this eclipse, looking up. Then I was saying, now the day is going to come, people are going to look up like that to see Jesus coming from the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister, my brother, let us be ready. Let us be ready. Let us live a holy life. Let us fear God, and let us be doers of the word of God. So that any time the trumpet is going to be given, we are going to be ready to be raptured to go to heaven. It's going to be very, very sad. Imagine all these years you have been spent in salvation and you are left behind. We don't want that. So I'm really blessed by this word of God. May God bless whoever has preached this message in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and from Sister Rhoda. I tell you, the word of God is right. I enjoyed the remarks coming through them. And as Sister Rhoda was saying about the person that had the jet and the helicopter, when I got up this morning and I opened up my Bible, I opened up to the 49th number of Psalm, and the word of God was saying they trust in their wealth and they boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. And it said, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. So all the wealth and riches that people is out here trying to get, it's not going to amount to nothing. The thing of it is, they gain this wealth, but they're going to lose it, because when they die, it's going to go to someone else. And they're not even going to know who it's going to go to.
That's right.
Because the one you think is going to go to sometimes, or the one you have set up to receive it, that don't be the one that get it sometimes. So this wealth and stuff, riches and stuff down here don't mean nothing. It's all going to pass away, and it's not going to redeem your brother. So I thank the Lord we got to be in this word. We got to abide in this word of God. Five in his tabernacle. Praise God. I thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. And I tell you, God is moving. It may seem like ain't nothing happening. The devil will tell you, well, you've been broadcasting, you've been preaching, but ain't nothing happening. But the person, one of the persons that was on the line Sunday night, heard the word of God preached through Evangelist Cynthia. And she said she believed it, and she received it. And she said she was coming to church Sunday.
All right.
Lord will. So I tell you, I thank the Lord for that. I know God is moving by his spirit, and his word is going out, and that's what it's going to take, the word of God. You know, you got a lot of people preaching and carrying on, but, well, they don't have messages. They don't have a message. They got a lot of mess, but no message. So I tell you that word, because that's what's going to do it. So I thank the Lord. She acknowledged that she received the word that Evangelist Cynthia preached. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm praying for her that the Lord will save her, deliver her, give her a mind to really serve the Lord. So let's pray one for another, and those names on the prayer list, we are yet praying for them that God will deliver. And we are yet looking to the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for Vandis Khadija and her faithfulness, and for Sister Rhoda. We thank God for you. And we are looking forward to hearing one of your testimonies in the near future, Lord's will.
Yes.
And so I'm going to ask that you be ready. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. I want to encourage you to continue trusting in the Lord and looking to the Lord. And if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we look forward to being back again Sunday night, Lord willing. God bless you and good night.
Amen. God bless you too.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen.